Robin Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter.
Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Veteran owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a really interesting conversation going on in the chat room, and if you guys want to call in and have that, and we can discuss that over there, we can do that. But it's going to take both of you so we can actually have the discussion, you know. So I'm not worried too much about the flow. It's, you know, live talk radio. If I was worried about the flow, it'd be pre-recorded. Bill de Blasio has made a pledge to require that all gun suppliers selling weapons to the city's police force to fill out a gun safety questionnaire. The five survey questions are, does the manufacturer refrain from selling its products through dealers with a history of selling guns that end up in at a crime scene? That question cannot be answered at all because nobody sells directly to dealers. They sell to distributors. Okay, Battlecock, we'll do that another time. Next question, and the distributors sell to the dealers, and some dealers buy from multiple distributors. So there's no way to answer, does the manufacturer refrain from selling its products through dealers with history of selling guns that end up at crime scenes? And what are the dealers supposed to do? If they run the background check, which is the law of the land, and it comes back good, and then the gun ends up at a crime scene, what's that got to do with them? Next question. Does the manufacturer insist that dealers train their employees to spot straw buyers, people buying guns for end users who are circumventing background checks? I don't know if they do that. Probably they don't, because dealers are not law enforcement. We had a nice little program going called Fast and Furious with identified straw purchasers that they didn't do anything about anyway. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Virginia. Yes, sir.
Hi, sorry. I hadn't been listening. I'm sort of busted in on a conversation. I just changed the subject real quick, and you can switch back. Very interesting information you got on Drudge. Really interesting. Empress Polar is the largest supplier of groceries to Venezuela. I don't know if you heard about this. Well, this big company in Venezuela, they've exhausted their credit to international suppliers. And so, actually on their website, which you can translate with Google Translate, there's a page on their website where they're telling the Venezuelan people, sorry, we're out of money, we can't supply you, and we really fear the dictator because he's probably going to beat us up. Pretty chilling stuff, man.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, and this can really be, in Venezuela, and I don't know, maybe you do, is everything out there considered to be run by Venezuela? Does the Venezuelan state, do they have a
hand in all business? It's kind of like some of it and some not, and whatever they have, and they've gotten their grubby little hands on. There are some companies that operate under the radar, but mostly they're under control of the state, yeah.
So certainly this grocery chain would be under control of the state since they're the biggest.
Right. Well, it's a kind of one of them deals where the people running stuff, they like to say, hey, we're in charge and we're running stuff around here, but you still run your company, and if you don't run it right, we're going to beat you up, you know, like all dictators do.
Well, you know, this new guy that's taken over since Chavez passed away, he hasn't had. Maybe this will be his first time so he can be a totalitarian despot.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
True colors. Just, anyway.
You don't see stuff like this happen unless the proverbial, you know what, is starting to hit the fan in certain
ways. Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to bring up. I guess we need to be watching to see. People want to eat. You know, I was talking. We have some precious metals dealers that advertise on RBN, and I think that you should invest in some of these types of commodities to be able to trade if things do fall apart. But along with the gold and silver, you need to also invest in some brass contained commodities so that you can hang on to that gold and silver if things do fall apart. Venezuela's just on a faster track than we are. That's all.
Right.
They're doing us in a more gradual, soft way, a more user friendly way, if you will.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that. Great
sure.
show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Back to talking about employees. Okay. People that work at retail operations, whether they sell guns or toys, for that matter, get trained to make sure they do that. Now, to sell a gun, you have to know how to fill out Form 4473, make sure that that's filled out correctly. You have to be able to read it when it's filled out. You have to be able to call it in when it's filled out. And then once it's gone through everything, you need to be able to deal with this. In a way, most of the time, you know, you're going to come back, it's going to be approved, you just take their money, box up their gun and send them on their happy way. But getting out there and saying, having those x-ray glasses to where you can see through to their intent, or having the crystal ball, I don't know who issues that at a gun shop. I've never seen, I was just at one yesterday, Bob Gotze wasn't there. Does the manufacturer run buyback programs that help keep its used products from being sold on the internet? What kind of stupid question is that? They're in the business of selling and manufacturing. They're not in the business. That's like saying, does McDonald's buy back hamburgers? Does anybody buy back anything? No manufacturers or sellers are in the business of buying it back. That's called a one-way revenue stream. They want your money and they want to keep it so they can sell more products. Yada, 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 E-I-E-I-O. Does the manufacturer cooperate fully with law enforcement, for example, by developing advanced ballistic technologies like bullet micro-stamping? Answer to that would be no. Smith & Wesson and Ruger are going to be falling off of the California DOJ-approved handgun list because they're not going to micro-stamp. They're not going to make a California version that way. They already have California-compliant guns in place. They will be able to remain in place, but if they make any sort of modification to those guns along the way, they will fall off the radar, and sometime next year, you won't be able to get a Ruger semi-automatic handgun or a Smith & Wesson M&P in California. So I guess Ruger and Smith & Wesson will not also be, they will also not be considered by New York, even though they make pretty good guns. Is the manufacturer moving at breakneck speed to bring safer guns to market, like those with biometric recognition or other systems that prevent non-authorized users from pulling the trigger? My answer to that would be, if I make them, will you buy them? And if their answer is no, then my answer back is no. Those kind of systems on guns are going to fail. And how are they going to fail? They're going to fail when you pull it. My iPhone 5S, it has biometric recognition. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It read my thumbprint 12 times to get it in the system to where it's got every ridge, every mistake, every little gap. And I'll stick my thumb on it, and sometimes it'll go right through, and sometimes it takes a pause. Sometimes it says, try again. And if I have to pull a gun on a guy that's coming at me with an axe handle, I don't want to have to keep pressing my thumb on the grip of the gun to try to get it to have the lights go across and go, oh, pretty, now I can shoot. If the mayor, the new mayor, or any mayor of any municipality presses this, the police are getting messed up over it. They're going to get messed up over it because anybody that answers yes, yes, yes to all of these things, they're either lying. And I'll tell you who's probably going to say yes to this. I'll tell you who's I'll tell you this when we get back. Got to take care of the break first. So we'll take care of the break. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Right now in Chicago, we are finding that there are already 10,000 Chicago area residents have applied for an Illinois concealed carry permit. And I expect that number to rise. And when that does happen, watch and see what happens in Chicago. It'll be interesting to see the reaction of Emanuel and McCarthy in Chicago and Sheriff Dart and those kind of guys. But just watch and see what happens in Chicago. And it should be good for the regular, ordinary law-abiding citizens of Chicago to be sure there will still be gang violence. It may stop trickling out into the burbs, which is a start, okay? I mean, you can presume Barack Obama lives in a very up-class neighborhood, and he has shootings right around his house all the time. Another thing on the board, though, is and this is brought up by John Cornyn, he who also wants to see the mental health records expanded. And I don't know if first we had this bill, and then he's teamed up with Lindsey Graham on the other. And quite honestly, I wish neither one of them were on board if he has to put the mental health thing on the board. The National Reciprocity Bill. Now, a very good example was brought up in the chat room, which I agree with 100%. A lot of these states, the federal government and everybody else, will say you don't need a voter ID to vote because that interferes with your constitutional capability of voting. Well, as one of my battle comp testers out there, I think it's Scott, as he points out, requiring a concealed carry permit sort of interferes with your ability to carry a gun, doesn't it? Your right to keep and bear arms. Nobody talks about that too much, though, because, you know, we got to do that. We got to know who you are. Now, coming out of Utah, or excuse me, coming out of Idaho, it's going to be supported by Senators Mike Crapo and Jim Risch. Washington Senators Patty Murray or Maria Cantrell, sort of doubtful they'll jump in on it. Illinois' Dick Durbin, don't expect him to jump in on it. Despite the rush of his constituents to legally arm themselves for personal protection outside the home. The Daily Herald, and you know what, I've talked about this before, if you have a license to drive a car, you're deemed fit to drive a car anywhere in the United States. In some cases, if you are a tourist overseas, you're still deemed fit to drive a car there. If you're married in the traditional sense, then that's recognized anywhere you go. Voting. You have a right to vote anywhere you go, and that is recognized. Concealed carry, unless you fall within that narrow window of states that are reciprocal with you, you recognize their rights, they recognize yours. Well, you don't have that. In my particular state, they get out there and say, hey, well, you know, some states don't require the same requirements we have, the same training requirements and qualifications that we require. There are none. But they don't see it that way. I'm trying to put together a little demonstration for my state legislators anyway. Right now in Cook County, the Illinois State Police is averaging 800 to 1,000 applications daily. If the National Reciprocity Bill were to pass, it probably would face a veto by another Illinois legislator who sits in the Oval Office. So it's, and that's the other part of it, okay? This is the other part of it. We don't need federal reciprocity. We don't need the permission of the feds to have federal reciprocity. What we need is we need for all of these states that have shall issue provisions to get their heads out of their primary point of contact and recognize everybody else's concealed carry permit. No matter what the qualifications are, no matter what you go through to get it, once you've got it, you should be good to go. We don't need John Cornyn to throw us a bone that he knows is not going to get passed so he can push some legislation that he knows is going to get passed, that's going to get signed by the one. This National Reciprocity Bill, he brought it up last year. He's brought it up more than once. And I don't know if this is just supposed to be candy for us. Last year, I did not think what I do about him as much as I do now. But he signed on to something. And he knows that in the event that the democratically controlled Senate were to pass it, and the House controlled, the Republican controlled House were to pass it, it's still got to go to the one. And then that's when all of a sudden he'll be all for states' rights. We can't force this upon the states. What about the 10th Amendment? I used to be a constitutional law professor. So, let's look at that for what it is. And, hey, Texas, you got a turncoat representing you. You got one really good guy, and you got Cornyn. Please do something about that. Would you? Could you? Would you? Huh? Would you? In the meantime, in Illinois, they are continuing to arm up. And it's going to be interesting to watch the homicide statistics for the next couple of years, simply because they're going to go down. They're going to continue to go down. That's the trend. A little bit of a spike in 2012, I believe it is. Certainly there's many factors. But, you know, how can there be? Everybody's out there, well, of course, you know, empirically, there's many factors that can contribute to a downfall in crime. Well, when everybody, we've been fighting the war on poverty for a long time. And in the war on poverty, nobody's ever managed to get out of poverty with the government's help. They've managed to do it on their own. And isn't poverty a crime driver? Isn't it poverty one of the reasons? There's been no, the economy's still sluggish. Isn't that a driver of crime? Can we maybe point to that as for the spike in 2012? But when they get out there, when the economy's bad, people are still in poverty, and crime is still going down, and gun ownership is going up, that sort of starts to eliminate some of those many factors that might be contributing to the downfall in crime. I see that Magnum. If you can get him to hold through the break that's coming up in 1 minute and a half, I'd appreciate it. If nothing else, the declining murder counts strongly suggest that predictions from the anti-gunners about more guns in private hands has resulted in more mayhem simply have never, ever held water. It's not a colander. Well, actually, it is a colander. It's with big holes. I've been watching. We're going to dissect this in the next segment. But I've been watching this conversation going on about Mr. Reeves in Florida and the shooting against Mr. Olofsson. And everybody out there that is against guns forgets that this guy was a cop, a retired cop. Because that doesn't go along with their narrative. Retired cops aren't concealed carry permit holders. They're retired cops. As an example, when James Yeager, if you remember after he had his little thing on YouTube and they showed up and pulled his concealed carry permit, he could still carry concealed because he was a former law enforcement. And that carve-out is in place. You can't rescind that. And they did not rescind that with him at that time. So he was, you know, he had a concealed carry permit for whatever reason. But this guy was one of the only ones. And we're going to talk about that when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I just connected with... Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just connected with your chat room and your video feed. That's very, very good, man. You really are in the foxhole. And I appreciate you being there and opening up these discussions on this very serious issue and getting to the details. You know, the devil is in the details.
Every time.
And by the way, you were asking about a video. You were wanting a video cam that might be better than what you got.
See, here's the problem with these things. If I want to look at a straight up video camera, I can go to Best Buy and they've got one set up and I can look at it. Yeah, they've got one operating. I can look at it. If I want to look at a computer, I can demo it. If I want to look at a tablet, I can demo it. Want to look at a webcam? They're all in plastic. Nobody's got them set up. So the one that I have, the one that's all nice and blurry and fuzzy and everything else, and I'm streaming with right now, is supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be HD. But what I'm trying to figure out, and I've heard about this, and I'm going to research this a little bit better, I've got a video camera by JVC that... This is not your daddy's webcam. This is gigantic. And there's supposed to be a way I can use it to stream if I figure out the capture device that defeats or makes the computer think that this is a webcam, and I've just got to figure out how. I think that's the way I'm going to go, because I already got it.
Here's my feedback for you. What just occurred to me is, what about the GoPro, or Sony makes, you know, after the GoPro came out, Sony makes their own version of their own GoPro, and they're like $200 or $300.
Yeah,
and they're really.
I did not think about the GoPro, because the GoPro would set up on the same tripod that I have right here, and I want one anyway because they have a setting for a really high frame rate. So if you want to do some slow mo, it does very well with smooth slow mo.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I'm standing.
The GoPro is a very, very, very versatile. You could use it when you're not, you know, you just set it up for your show, and then when you're not, you've got all kinds of uses for it. It's incredible. I'm very impressed with it, and the quality is incredible. So, but as I had. A couple things I want to bring up in the chat room. This issue of where the information is held about the CCW, you know, and I know it probably varies in every state, but and I'm bringing this up because of what happened with the man from Florida.
Mr. Philippidis.
Passing. What's
that? His name was Philippidis.
Philippidis, yeah.
Yeah. Like in my state, okay, In some states where you have to go through the sheriff, I prefer that system, actually, simply because most of the time that's not centralized information. It's at the sheriff's office. In my state, it's held at SLED. Everybody goes through SLED, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. So I probably, and I don't know how Florida does it, but it sort of sounds like they also have a centralized authority that compiles and aggregates all of this. I probably would be in the same boat if I drove through Maryland and I got pulled over for whatever reason.
Well, here's the deal. Even if we have to ferret this out, folks, and I'm just saying this, sharing this with you, Bill, but everybody that's listening, we have to ferret this out and keep the feet to the fire, because this is what happened back in Missouri. A few years back, they passed the Anti-Real ID Act in Missouri, but then a couple years later, they found out that they were scanning documents, and they were also doing facial recognition at your local local DOR in Missouri, which is where they were where they processed licenses, and they also processed state IDs, and they also processed before they processed the CCWs at the Department of Revenue offices. So they found it out because one CCW holder went in and they asked him for all these papers, and they were going to scan him. He says, "What are you talking about? I'm not going to have you scan this because we already have a law against that." So it came down that the state said, oh, we're sorry. We won't do that again. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn it over to the sheriff, and you can trust your local sheriff, your county sheriff within which you reside. That's where your CCW information will be held. But I'm still trying to ferret out if that's actually how it is working, because remember, folks, the federal government has co-opted many local authorities and the database systems, and even though they might tell us one thing, how do we know? We really don't. So I did call, by the way, Sheriff Wally George's office, and I did not speak to, and I mentioned Wally George to you before because he's a longest-sitting sheriff in Missouri, and I'm only referring to Missouri because that's where I'm from, and I have more, you know, I have more background experience with Missouri, so because I'm new to Philadelphia, pretty much Pennsylvania. So, I'm still ferreting out if that's actually how it works there, and if not, and if it's strictly held within that county. And what they told me is, Sheriff George's office told me is that in Missouri, that if you're in another county. That they have to access, they have to call that other county that you reside in for the information. Now, the other guy here in Battle Tester on the chat room, he said that that's the same way it works here in Pennsylvania. But we need to stay on top of that, really. And there's something else I want to bring up. I want to ask you. This reciprocity, by the way, Missouri just agreed to reciprocity with Wisconsin, and they signed a deal. And when I went on to handgunlaw.us, which is where my understanding is it's a reference where you get a lot of information about the laws, is that it will tell you there that some states have a written agreement and some states just have an understanding, I guess. And so I'm curious as to why, how that works, and I'm trying to look into that. Unless it is
acknowledged reciprocity, I would never go into another state based on a handshake. I use a mobile phone app, and I'll be happy to pull it up for you. It is called, what is it called? It's called, on my iPhone, it's called CCW. And with that, it knows it's a 50-state concealed carry guide. It updates itself on a regular basis. It has, you can feed into it. You can check up on certain states based upon your state. That kind of information is absolutely paramount if you're a concealed carrier. You've got to know that. You've got to know that if you're going to carry your gun. My dream world, Mark, would be permitless carry throughout the United States, and then where there would be no need for...
Of course.
For permits.
Of course, and that brings up this whole issue about whenever Philippides passed through Maryland. And I don't have a CCW yet, and before I dive into this thing, I'm like going, wait a minute, what's really going on with this? And when I go to the local gun stores here in Pennsylvania, you know, in Philadelphia area, I say, well, hey, isn't open carry legal? You want to just open carry? Oh, you don't want to do that. And these old-timers look at me with a serious eye and say, you don't want to do that, so why is that? I said, because you'll get harassed. I said, harassed by who? He says, harassed by the police. I said, why would I be harassed by the police if it's a state law and it's open carry? It's just... So
commissioner, his last name is Ramsey. He don't like people carrying guns. He carries a gun. He's not certified to carry a gun. He's not a certified cop, but he carries a gun. But he doesn't like you carrying a gun.
So, and on this note, I would like to ask you, and I meant to call in and ask Michelle and Edwin about this. I don't know if you brought that up about this you know, being harassed. Do they stand up for their members in cases like that?
If it is legal where you're doing it, like in Texas, which they have a lot of harassment happening in Texas, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And, I would dare say if you're in Philadelphia and it's legal to carry open carry in Philadelphia and you're a member of Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, I wouldn't say wear that like it's a bulletproof vest or anything. But you actually have an advantage and an asset in your corner by being a member of theirs in case it gets beyond harassment.
Right. Well. Then also, not only for the open carry here in Pennsylvania, because back to the Philippides deal about being a CCW holder.
I'll tell you what, before you go that way, we're about to go to break in 30 seconds, so before you ask your question... You go ahead and just take a second and maybe fill up your coffee cup or something like I'm going to do. And then when we get back on the other side, we'll talk about Mr. Philippides. For those of you that don't know, a gentleman named Philippides who had a concealed carry permit in Florida, did a little traveling over the Christmas holidays. First he went to New Jersey, and then he was coming back home and he traveled through Maryland. He got pulled over. He did not have a gun with him. It was at home in the safe because he didn't want to upset the police. And when he got pulled over in Maryland... somehow or other, they knew he had a concealed carry permit, and they came and asked him about the gun, and then they proceeded to unpack his car. And they sent him on his way. Sorry about that, sir. We had to check, of course, you know. Why? Surely, if you saw that I had a concealed carry permit, you would know that I'm a law-abiding citizen and would not commit a crime. Isn't that why I have to have one of those issued? Isn't that why Maryland State Troopers? But, that's not the way it worked out. So, anyway... Should the break not have started, Magnum?
Are fully mullet, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary helium whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't.
And welcome back. I'm afraid of America. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Mark in Philadelphia. We were about to talk about Mr. Philippidis.
Right. Yeah, so I'm wondering... I mean, this information, if it's shared, that was a TSA pullover, from what I understand. It wasn't a patrol officer. It was TSA. Isn't that correct?
Well, I thought it was somebody having to do with Maryland. Now, I'm going to go check that now. I thought it was Maryland State Police or some local municipality. What is the TSA doing patrolling the streets now? I know that they want to patrol the sidewalks. They want to pull over buses and trains and everything, but...
So here's the seriousness of this, Bill. We're in the high-tech world now, right?
Right.
And they have things called license plate scanners. And from what I understand, these scanners, whether they're sitting, they can scan plates, whether they're sitting stationary or they can just drive through a parking lot and scan plates.
It's another database.
Pardon?
It's another database. They can scan that tag. And then they can cross-reference whoever that tag is registered to, and everything else that he's registered with the state probably pops up.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is they obviously scanned his plate because he didn't violate the rules of the road.
Right.
So they scanned his plate. Is it because they pulled him over because does Florida Do they not have a reciprocal agreement with Maryland?
Maryland is a notoriously anti-gun state. It is a May-issue state. And most of the time, I think you have to be, I think you have to have somebody, when you're applying, you probably have to have your hands cuffed behind you and a Jeffrey Dahmer-esque guy pouring salad dressing all over you and sharpening a knife. Then you might able to show a need. Most of the time, though, that is not the case. They've done outright bans. It's so bad there now that Beretta's moving out of Maryland. They were stationed in Maryland. So, I mean, Maryland is one of those states that doesn't get a lot of press for being anti-gun. I give them as much as I can. But
And by the way, where's Beretta going from Maryland? Do you know? Do we know?
I think they were looking at Virginia. They may be looking at North Carolina now. Shortly, within the Southeast, the Southeast is going to be like the golden triangle, if you will, of gun manufacturing because everybody's moving this away.
Right. Now, is FN Herstal, they're in South Carolina, is that correct?
They are in South Carolina. PTR is moving to South Carolina. ATI is moving to South Carolina. We already have Palmetto State Defense in South Carolina.
Okay. So back to the deal. So here's the deal, folks. They can scan these. If they can drive through a parking lot or scan you sitting on the side of the road, they can scan plates. And my understanding is they can scan like 100 plates a minute. I don't know. Maybe I'm off on that. But they're just going to look for. And back to the deal. If you're a CCW holder, you would think that there would be a higher level of respect because you know about firearms. You know you've been made aware to some degree of ownership, of responsibility, of legality, and how far, and this and that. And you would think that that CCW would give you a little bit of acknowledgement in the process. But it seems like
you're living in a logical world. In when there was still East Germany and West Germany, you could drive from the West German side to Berlin, but you had to drive through the East German side. And what they would do is, like, every 5 feet there would be a different speed limit. And the highway patrol, the East German, I believe they were called the Tetziks, they would be out there just waiting for you to be a mile above the limit. And then they pull you over and give you a ticket. And all the way to Berlin, you could literally come away from there just one way with 10 tickets. And it was designed to gather revenue because they were communists and they didn't really have a free market. So here we can get the Westerners that way. Now, how does that compare to this? He's driving through an anti-gun state where they know nobody has carry permits and they are not reciprocal with anybody. So when they scanned him and it flashed up that he had a concealed carry permit, they knew that there was a 50-50 chance that he was carrying a gun. I don't know what the law is regarding carrying a gun in your car in Maryland, but apparently it's prohibited to a certain degree. He was out of state. So here, this is a twofer, Mark. We can generate some revenue off of this, and we can maybe get another guy added to the prohibited persons list.
Right.
That was their goal. That was all they were doing.
Ready-made felon in the making. And that's the whole deal. And like I said, I don't have a CCW yet, and I'm considering moving back to Missouri. But then this whole CCW, it's like I've asked these guys, I said, look, why do you need a license for something that's already supposed to be in the Constitution? And, of course, they know that. But they're being steered into a corner to do it. And like here in Pennsylvania, if you don't have it, like in Philadelphia, if you don't have a CCW, you cannot open carry from what I understand. And I think that I'm trying to ferret that out, too. So in order to open carry in Philadelphia, you must have a CCW.
What you got to remember about these laws, Mark, is two things. Going and getting the CCW, it's a double-edged knife. You are conceding a right and qualifying for it, which there is no qualification for it. You have to do that in order to remain law-abiding. But you want to do it. Because there is still that chance that one day you may be in a self-defense situation. And if you're in a self-defense situation, one of the things you don't want to add to that, because if they get out there and say, well, he was carrying a gun unlawfully, he didn't have a permit, well, then guess what? It doesn't matter whether it was true self-defense or not. It doesn't matter if he was attacking you or not.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Yeah. No, I get that. But so the whole thing is this brings up these laws are arbitrary. They are arbitrary.
Absolutely.
And then that brings up the subject of this reciprocity. Interesting that both Pennsylvania and Missouri have reciprocal agreements with a lot of different states, but Pennsylvania is a very strong gun state, but they're not reciprocal with South Carolina. I don't get that.
That's probably South Carolina's fault. We're not reciprocal with Georgia. My entire western border hits Georgia, and we're not reciprocal with Georgia. Probably something that you guys do. You probably have, in the mind's eye of my General Assembly, you probably have less of a requirement, and therefore you're not worthy.
Yeah.
That's probably the truth. I'm not trying to be funny about that.
But thanks, Bill. See, these questions, we got to keep asking them. We got to know what's really going on here, and think twice about other stuff. It's like, and don't give in anymore. It seems like I think we've given in enough, man. So, but I agree with you with the CCW. You better have it, or else if worse comes to worse, then they'll say you're an unlawful carrier, and then you're in serious trouble. So. Thanks for keeping the conversation open, Bill, and ferreting out these very serious issues and keeping us keen. Thank you.
Roger that. Thanks, sir. Stay safe. Let's see. What we got on time? Not much, so I'll try to encapsulate. Coming up next is going to be T.K. Martindale from Adams Arms, but I was talking about this retired cop, and this was not a retired cop. All of this stuff you're going to see coming out about this shooting, they're going to latch onto this shooting, but... You know what? It was in a gun-free zone that he was not subject to because he's a retired cop. Now, why are in New York City, retired cops can carry guns, ex-police officers can carry guns? Isn't this whole dynamic here, isn't it sort of indicative that the only ones that they would refer to as this, as being worthy of carrying a gun... It's all based on the individual, just like civilians carrying guns. Isn't that the fact? You know, one thing they haven't talked about either, this this new mental health deficiency. One of the things that they're going to look at as being mentally deficient is if you're an alcoholic. And within law enforcement, alcohol abuse is twice as prevalent as amongst the rest of us. So it'll be interesting to see how that's going to work if that gets implemented in any... And you know what? Guess what? Hey, Cornyn and my guy, Lindsey Graham, they're all down for it. They're going to give the president, our Kenyan president, they're going to give him a... They're indicating Republican approval. So anyway, right there in the chat room, T.K. Martindale, he is standing by. We're going to get with him in the next hour. And we will go from there. Stay tuned. Next hour is going to be entertaining to you on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.